that supposed to be depressing or what?
What do they call this in bowling? The beer frame? Isn't that the midway point? That's before electronic scoring, back when you would do a fine combo. Greasy
pencil.
Greasy
pencil.
All right. TE update, Richard.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. Wanted to give you an update of where we stood on the Dunwoody Village TE project. We had put out in late August, we put out an RFP to hire the design firm for this project. And by state regulation, because this is grant money from the Village DOT, we had to give a 30-day minimum period, so they were due at the end of September. We had a selection committee made up of myself, Warren Humbacher, Michael Teller, and Cedric Clark, who is a role employee that works in our Sandy Springs office. We independently scored all the proposals. We received 13 proposals. We had sent out the RFP, besides publishing, we had sent out to probably approximately 30 or 39 companies. We received back 13 proposals. Like I said, we ranked those, and as it turned out, we had the top two firms that got ranked by those scores ended up tied. So despite an elaborate scoring system that we developed, they still tied. So what we did is we brought those two firms, Kimley Horn and LPA, in last week, and we had interviews from the same selection committee. And based on those interviews and presentations, we're recommending Kimley Horn be selected for the project. And we're at the point now of entering into contract and fee negotiations with them. We anticipate coming back. We had said in the memo either next Monday or the first meeting in December. Because of where we stand with contract negotiations, that's pretty much going to be the first meeting in December. We're not going to have all the fee and contract stuff developing right. For a contract.
Okay. Warren, do you have anything to add to that for us?
The only thing I wanted to add to that is just to give council some good expectations. This is a project that was approved under DeKalb County. It was transferred to us earlier this year. And it's a streetscaping project that runs basically from Mount Vernon to Chamblee Dunwoody Road. We're planning on potentially adding some funding to it from some other sources, which is BARDA. Is going to be spending some of their capital infrastructure through the bus routes. And tentatively, we're working with DeKalb County and BARDA to get them to agree to add significant funding to the streetscaping on this route. The challenge that we have is, from a timing standpoint, we've got the Dunwoody Village redevelopment plan, which we hope to begin in the first quarter of next year. And some of that timing for the Dunwoody Village redevelopment plan is going to be driven by the LCI process. So we've got a cart before the horse. And my concern with this project is that if we start the process and we go to concept plans and drawings, we're not going to go with the parkway. And we say, for example, decide we're going to put a bike lane on the right next to the sidewalk, say on the right side of the street going from Chamblee Dunwoody up to Mount Vernon. And then we go to the redevelopment plan and we determine that wouldn't it be great in our redevelopment plan that we encourage the shopping centers to put new buildings up on the street, and that we ask them during that process to go ahead and put in an angle or parallel parking on the side of on the street. But now we've got a cycle lane put in there when we design the streetscape for that. So my concern is that before we finish the redevelopment plan, we probably didn't finish the concept plan for the streetscaping. The streetscaping really is more of an implementation process, where the redevelopment plan is more of a planning process. I do believe we need to go ahead with the award. We picked the right firm that we're very excited about from the selection process. Incredible amount of enthusiasm for what we're doing here, and I think it's really got the brightest minds on this project. So the strategy that we've come up with internally is to have the consultants be awarded the project, and for them to do the preliminary work, which would include some of the historic work, environmental work, survey, and to have them participate in the redevelopment plan process, to sit in on the charrettes, to get a real clear understanding of what the community and the city wants to do in that Dunwoody Village area, and then have them go and do the concept plan. So the positive is that we're going to be doing things in the right order and doing them once instead of twice. The negative is that the project's going to be pushed back longer than we had originally anticipated. So what I'm expecting is that we'll probably be in the concept plan phase more like the fall of 2010 instead of the spring of 2010. It's about a 6-month delay. We talked with each of the firms and gotten some expert opinions from a DOT standpoint. They have no reason to believe that we would have any risk of losing the grant because we're trying to do things a smart way the first time. So wanted to just get that out to y'all so that we don't make the contract award and then the council comes back to where that project. It looks like we've done nothing. It's by design that we're delaying that implementation process. Be happy to answer any questions y'all might have on that.
Any questions for Warner, Richard, Robert?
Yeah, just one, and I think you've addressed it, but I do recall that when we were awarded the grant, we had 2 years in which to use it. And we've already used up a year of that,
yep.
Maybe a little more, because some of that was under the CADS watch. So, I mean, do we have clear understanding that if we go past the two-year mark, they're not going to...
I think the clock starts when we signed the memorandum of agreement between the DOT and the city. So basically, when we took over the grant, so we're at less than a year at this point on that. The second consideration is we think we're in good footing on that. A lot of the projects, for example, one of the ones I was working on at Northwest still hasn't gotten construction, and it's been 4 years since they started. So I think what typically you do is you go talk to Brandon Beach, who's our commissioner for this area, the district engineer, and just explain the circumstances. And we think if we do that, we're going to have no problem because it's still a good project. It's just going to take a little bit longer to get to.
Any end on the project? Throw out a number. Do we have a rough idea when we'll roll down the street and it'll be done?
For construction on the project, I mean my reasonable guess on that would be in 2012.
What do you think?
From a construction standpoint, and this is partly is if we were doing this as a city project, we could do it a lot faster. And it's not a dig on the state of Georgia or Georgia DOT, but these are federal funds, so you've got to go through a fairly complex process of review and re-review, and it just takes a long time to even get the plans stamped to get to construction. So some of the delay will be us on the front end, and then my anticipation is some of the delay will be theirs on the back end.
Yeah, doubt.
I'd just like to publicly thank Representative Fran Miller for bringing this to the table and bringing this to the city of Dunwoody. I know he was the one who personally pushed for this, so I'd like to publicly thank him.
Adrian?
The project is starting in 2011, correct?
Well, we're going to start the planning for it and the design and the start of the engineering in 2010. And then my anticipation is that by the time we come to agreement on exactly what the concept plan is, have them draw all of our engineering for drainage and sidewalk and street furniture and all that, and then let the contract and bid it out and let it, and have the DOT's review approval, we're likely going to be in 2012.
But people will actually see the... We're actually going to see the work starting in 2011. No?
Not the construction. The design.
Construction.
Yeah. The design and the plans will be completed in 2011, okay. Construction in 2012. The other way to think about it on a positive front is that, one, we're really doing it once instead of twice. We're really putting good use to the grant money by doing our planning first. And then second is we expect the improvements to be there for 25 years. So it may be a little bit longer to get them in, but we'll have to value them for a long time.
I guess the way I should ask it is, the citizens really want to see us paving roads. When are the citizens going to see something being done?
That's a different question.
That's what I'm trying to ask.
Next year, 2011.
Yeah. We have significant funds established for 2010 for start paving.
Funds that aren't tied to federal dollars that
yeah, Robert.
As long as we broach the subject, what's the schedule for finding out which roads have been approved for LARP funding for repaving? We know that.
They have only just now, within the last few weeks, decided on 2009 LARP funding. And they have let those cities know, and I am trying to get with DeKalb County to find out if any of the few half mile or mile of roads that they put in for the city of Dunwoody are put in that were in the city of Dunwoody got approved for funding. I've not heard anything positive on that. They have not given us any timetable for selecting for doing the 2010 LARP funding. The information I have gotten from DOT is that actually starting in 2011, they are actually going to a little bit different funding mechanism. They're going to kind of eliminate LARP, and what they're going to do is go to more of a take 20, I think it's a 20 or 25% of the sales tax, our gas tax monies, and allocate that to the cities by a formula, and the cities will be able to use that on almost on a as-needed basis. So give more decision-making to the cities as to how that local assistance money is used, not tied to just strictly walk repaving or different fund, state aid projects. We'll be able to use that and allocate that as to what we see as our priorities. And the amount we'll be allocated will be based, we're still, I don't think they've released what the formulas are going to be, so we don't know how much that's going to be.
Danny?
Just one quick comment. I think the process of keep that in mind is the correct one. And as long as we don't run out of time, we're going to fund it.
Yeah.
It's the outside, right, Warren? All right, there you go. There you got it.
Okay, so.
That's fine.
All right, any other questions?
I'm going to get my shirt, sir.
Any other questions for Richard? Thank you, Richard. All right, action plan, bicycle-friendly community.